The Brookings City Council passes an update to ordinances covering rental dwellings that had been tabled earlier after objections from property managers. There are around 5,000 rental units in Brookings. Many of these items were already in ordinance, but now they have some teeth. The biggest change, it allows city staff to withhold a rental license for code violations. City Councilmember Dan Hansen says that was the light bulb moment for him.
Instead of us having an inspection and having to potentially go through the legal system to get them to update what we've been asking them to update, but still they have a rental license and continue to rent over and over and over and over, and we have no way to prevent that as long as they check those few boxes. This allows us to actually prevent that person from continuing to rent when we clearly have seen that their building is not up to code.
Councilmember Leah Brink objected to several provisions in the ordinance.
Affordable housing is a real issue in this community. I believe passage of this ordinance as written is going to have a direct negative impact on that affordability for those who need it most. And I also would echo the concerns raised by members of the public here. There have been reasonable clarification requests for language and tightening up of certain words and also talking about intentions.
Her attempt to remove two sections died for lack of a second. Community Development Director Mike Strzok says inspectors will use judgment.
Some of the items in here, really the severity of those would probably not constitute withholding the rental license. Some of these issues pose a much more severe life safety issue than others.
City Attorney Steve Breitzman says appeals and legal recourse are available for anyone who has their license revoked or suspended. The measure passed 5-1 with Brink providing the lone no vote. Mayor Keith Corbett not at this week's meeting.